basically a combination of high tide and the heavy rainfall, and the back street and Claybeg flooded, and started off with my own building was probably one of the first, and then next door the opticians as well. Across the street then a number of residential properties too, and basically the flooding continued then until around about 8 or 9 o'clock last night.
And I'm sure a lot of those businesses will be closed for the foreseeable.
Yeah, they definitely will be closed today and tomorrow, and I do try and get the cleanup sorted out and get it underway and get that out, and hopefully that problem was as a once-off and won't continue as well.
I understand Fintra National School was also hit. How significant is the damage there?
Yeah, it was hit as well, and I'm not sure if they're 100% sure what the full damage is up there as well. It seems that a stream overflowed and may have flowed into the school as well up there. So it's a combination of wet weather and high tides around the Killybegs area seems to have caused the problem.
Now, it's not on the scale as we've seen in Inishowen, but it still has left many people in a terrible situation today.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing along the example that has happened in his own in recent weeks, but I suppose for the individuals that affects, while they're a lot less, it's still pretty devastating, and trying to clean up and deal with the aftermath really of the problem is the main thing. And so we're just going to see, we really can only wait till today, till daylight, till we see the actual extent of the damage, and start to clean up then.
Is there an onus on Minister Boxer Moran to visit the area?
Well, I don't know really yet to the extent of it that bad. A visit to the area would be welcome. Doesn't really do anything to solve the problem. It's actually making sure that the funds come through that rectify the problem, and if it can be prevented, that it is prevented in the future. That's really what people will want to see rather than visits.